behind. For all of my loved ones, if I've been fleeted, it's gonna take chances to keep us alive, and the chances are looking slim.
Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC in Los Altos Hills. And you are in the first quarter, first coming around the first turn of Back Down the Rabbit Hole with me, your humble host and selector, Dr. Doug. You just heard Green Sky Bluegrass. Actually, it's the first time that actually hit me. That's how cool that title is. Green Sky Bluegrass. Okay, speaking of bluegrass, did you see the Kentucky Derby last, was it Saturday? Yeah, it must have been Saturday. Oh my God. I'm not even a race fan. I'm a horse fan, but don't do much race, but I just happened to catch it and watch the last hour of their festivities. But the race was amazing. It was a kind of one for the record books. It was a triple photo finish. Oh man, I was just like, oh my God, look at them coming up. And it was, yeah, a triple. I don't even know who won. I was just so blown away by the fact that it was a triple photo finish. So anyhow, getting back to Green Sky Bluegrass, Living Over was the track on from their Shouted, Written Down, and Quoted CD on Big Blue Zoo. The Birds, by suggestion / request from a good friend, live from the Ed Sullivan Show, Turn, Turn, Turn. From there, it was in December of 65. That was interesting to hear it live, for sure. The Allman Brothers Band, Back Where It All Began. From Back Where It All Begins, okay. Back Where It All Begins. And Willie opened up the set, On the Road Again, from his Essential Willie Nelson release on Columbia. Maybe safe out there, brother mine. Coming up now, Full Cone on KFJC.
Another in a series of presidential profiles.
Knock, right, knock, knock, listen.
Our fathers. to make possible drastic reduction of armaments.
Our scientific education and our
on KFJC. You just heard Bathovs. Vapor Waves was the track. Cause and Effect is that pretty green and clear LP on Cybernesis Records. And Full Cone started it out. I Wanna Be Like Ike from the Vialis. Visalis, but okay. Anyhow, it's number three. Everything Must Go on Icon Records. V-A-L-I-S. Vialis 3. All right, now I wanted to tell you about this. It's probably be on a calendar here, a spoken calendar, but you're going to hear me spoken about it right now, as I'm excited about this one. Saturday, Mayhem 18th at 7 p.m. right here on the Foothill College campus in Appreciation Hall. A preview screening of the surf film, The Sound of the Surf, with John Blair. And this is the KFJC presents, not co-presents, we're presenting it. And after that is a music by Frankie and the Pool Boys. And there's going to be a Q&A with a director, I believe. Let me see, make sure I... Yep, Q&A session led by executive producer John Blair. So there's a $10 donation, but parking is free, man. Just put that on your calendar. That's going to be one fun show. You'll probably hear more about it. Heck, you'll hear more about it right in about 20 minutes. Just a little blurb, anyhow. So anyhow, on a different note, when I got into the studio tonight, Winger was like, dude, I can't believe it. You know, you turned me on to the Monsters, and I really liked that. I went to their show. He says it was off the hook. He just kept on going on and going on about it. He says, thank you for turning me on to a new group. So I can't believe it. We haven't heard of them. He hadn't heard of them. And, well, the station hasn't either. 36 years of making music, and this is the first one we've gotten. Well, the truth be told, actually, the second one we got. The first one we got was a pretty pink piece of vinyl, slab, a 12-inch slab of vinyl, with the lyrics in the German, Swiss German dialect that he was, that Beat Man was talking about. And I like it so much that I bought the download and donated it. So I keep saying that there's a difference in the type of music, or not the type of music, but in the feel of it. Obviously, it's not a whole lot different, but gonna check it out right now. I'm gonna play back to back the get a double deuce. Yes, let me try that again. A double deuce of the Monsters, From Voimir and Stranger to Me, now on KFJC. We'll be right back. on KFJC. You just heard the Monsters. Could you hear any difference? It just seemed a lot harder, the Swiss German version. Not a lot, but harder. Anyhow, what you just heard was a double deuce. The English version is Stranger to Me from Your Class I'm Trash, and the Swiss German version. All right. That was a fun experiment for me. I hope you enjoyed it. I want you to send your data to me and collect your data and send it all in to me. I'll compile it and figure it out. All right. Let's see. Oh, I wanted to tell you about this. Yep. The Art of Noise is a multi-sensory exhibition that explores the many ways that commercial design has impacted the experience of music over the past 100 years. Featuring hundreds of San Francisco rock concert posters, album covers, designs, and graphic design flyers, Art of Noise also collects music regalia, such as early phonographs, to illustrate both the evolution of music technology and the role of innovative product design. A sound installation with a seating landscape allows visitors to connect with others through the music. Art of Noise is on view through August 18th at SF MoMA. More information can be found there, SF MoMA, one word, sfmoma.org. Hey, check it out if you're into noise, sound. Who knows? All right, let's see. Tongue in cheek, moving rapidly along here. Garrett T. Capps now on KFJC. We'll be right back.
Here at KFJC, the month of mayhem is upon us once again. Here are some cool special programs we've got coming up this month.
On Saturday, Mayhem 4th, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Jeremiah Johnson hosts Oral Experimentation, Exploration and Exploitation Part 1. KFJC enters the wormhole and embarks on the interdimensional journey of time and space.
Snap, Crackle, Pop Goes the Vinyl, Monday, Mayhem 6th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., hosted by Max Level, Hemorrhoid the Leader, and Jersey Girl.
Exploring the Bristol Sound, the Mark Stewart Edition, Wednesday, Mayhem 8th at 10 a.m., hosted by Mr. S. An exploration of the work of Mark Stewart, a prominent figure in the UK post-punk, avant-funk, industrial, and dub music scenes.
On Friday, Mayhem 10th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., DJ Albia Moonlight looks at the careers of two stalwart tenor players, Lucky Thompson and Fred Anderson. Two tenors, swinging, bopping, and playing free.
Goodwrench presents More, More, More Music, Friday, Mayhem 10th, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., a feature on this Berlin-based label run by Thomas Moore.
On Saturday, Mayhem 11th, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Jeremiah Johnson hosts Oral Experimentation, Exploration and Exploitation Part 2. Tune in as he contorts, teases, twists, blends, grinds, muddles, and mixes the sounds of the KFJC library.
You've Been Progged, Saturday, Mayhem 11th, Progressive Rock, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., hosted by Carson Street.
From 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, Mayhem 12th, tune in for an encore broadcast of Circumference's celebration of the life of composer Burt Bacharach, Lost in the Valley of Heart's Delight, the early songs of Burt Bacharach. And if 3 hours of Burt Bacharach is just not enough, keep it tuned from noon to 3 p.m. on Sunday the 12th as Circumference presents San Jose Found, the Bacharach Boom, in which we'll hear all those memorable pop songs that we love.
Exploring the Bristol Sound, the Trip Hop Edition, Wednesday, Mayhem 15th at 10 a.m. This edition of the All British Music Show will focus on trip hop, the music and the musicians, hosted by Ann Arbor.
And that's what's up. Be sure to check kfjc.org for the latest information. Thank you.
On KFJC, you just heard Nod. Time for Tea was the track from their So Much Tonight CD on Carbon Records. And the Bloat Floaters prior to that, Reherb Valhalla, from the Bloat Floaters self-release, self-titled effort. All right, now it's time to inform you of... What the heck was I going to talk to you about? Oh, hang on. I wasn't going to talk to you. I was going to let you hear this.
Hey, have you heard Jay Omega or Brian Damage?
What?
Oh, sorry.
Have you heard Jay Omega or Brian Damage?
No, I haven't heard them.
Well, if you hear them, tell your friends, post it on social media, turn up the volume, roll down the windows, because they are wanted and diabolically opposed.
Wanted? Diabolically opposed?
Yeah, that's right. They're wanted for creating Omega Damage. They were last heard on KFJC Wednesdays from 7 to 10 p.m. I strongly encourage you to tune in.
What? I thought they were wanted.
Trust me. Once you hear Omega Damage, you will want them also. And if you're lucky enough to hear Jay Omega or Brian Damage, may their diabolically opposed sonic brews have mercy.
Hey, take it from that announcer. They're a fun show to watch. Okay, let's do a double deuce of the darts now on KFJC.